This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brainstuff. Here's a quote for you from American lightbulb man Thomas Edison. He said, "Sleep is a criminal waste of time inherited from our cave days." Well, like Edison, we here at Brainstuff hate sleep. That's why we wanted to do this episode, to figure out why we have to do it. Normal people spend 36% of their lives asleep, and most are either like us and wish that they didn't have to sleep so they could get more done, or they just want to get a restful, uninterrupted night without waking up. Studies actually show that 60% of adults claim to have problems sleeping at least a few nights a week. And here's the thing, everyone's got to sleep, yet we still don't know exactly why, but we're going to try to do our best to crack that case today. That's right. Let's review some theories for why we sleep, what happens when we sleep, and what happens when we don't. Even though we don't 100% know why we sleep, there's all kinds of educated speculation. The most prevalent is that sleep gives our brain a chance to organize and process information, possibly through dreams. Basically, our brain takes all the sensory stimuli we received while we're awake and decides what to keep and where to file it. Everything else gets trashed. It's even possible that our ability to learn tasks actually benefits from, quote, sleeping on it, as a process is better understood after our brain reviews and catalogs it. While most agree with this memory consolidation theory, it's tough to pin down since we all sleep so differently. And here's another theory. Sleep gives our bodies time to rest and repair. Or, how about, sleep lowers our energy consumption so we conserve the meals we eat. Other theories delve into the biochemical mechanism of the brain. In 2013, a series of experiments on mice showed that cerebral spinal fluid was pumped around their brains while they slept, expelling waste, like molecular detritus and toxic proteins, into their livers for breaking down. So do we sleep just to flush the toilet on our cerebral commodes? Well, other sleep researchers were skeptical of the study that I just mentioned, pointing out that there are some big differences between a mouse's brain and a human's. So while the answer to why we sleep isn't written in stone, we all know that when we sleep, both our mind and our body feel refreshed. We at least know what's happening when we sleep, right? Well, most of us need between 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, but that changes during different periods of life. For example, a newborn baby might sleep 20 hours a day, but by the time they're 3 months old, they recognize the circadian rhythm of sleeping at night and waking up in the morning. And when you're older, like senior citizen older, you can probably get by on only 6 or 7 hours a night. Regardless of how long you're asleep, you must experience both REM and non-REM stages to sleep well. That's rapid eye movement, not the band REM from Athens, Georgia. A normal person spends 25% of their sleep in REM, with each session lasting between 5 and 30 minutes. And during this time, our brain speeds up. Our eyes and face might twitch in REM because we're dreaming. We need around 90 minutes to fulfill a complete cycle of REM and non-REM sleep. And researchers think this cycle ties sleep back to our ability to process tasks and memories. Recordings show that many of the same neurons that fire when we're learning are reactivated during REM, consolidating the patterns into permanently wired connections. But don't sleep too much. More than 8 hours can lead to depression or even Parkinson's and heart disease. Of course, if we don't sleep, that's a whole other mess of problems. Rats will actually drop dead if they go more than 3 weeks without sleep. Us humans, we get lethargic, cranky, and foggy-headed at first, almost like we're intoxicated. We might even nod off into micro-sleep for a few seconds. And this is what happens after 1 or 2 nights without sleep. By day 3, we start hallucinating and lose the ability to recognize reality. That's if you're really pushing the boundaries of sleep. Simply failing to get enough sleep is connected to obesity, high blood pressure, a weakened immune system, heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. And it's no big revelation that lots of us don't get enough sleep. We might try to get by on caffeine or nicotine, and alcohol is a good sedative, but it doesn't actually provide the sleep we need for neural processing. So in the words of the immortal poet Chris Ludacris Bridges, if you're tired, be quiet and go to sleep.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.